You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your founder, Michelle Calloway, the CEO of Revelio, an innovative software and media solutions. Today, we are talking about Instagram advertising and the philosophy that you can use to help your business grow. Tech with Heart is all about empowering entrepreneurs to be successful in a rapidly changing digital environment. And Instagram is a very powerful social media platform. So I wanted to help you grow your online business by bringing on an expert today who has been doing a tremendous job being successful on Instagram. But I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her and what drives her. Her name is Ace Doligosa, and she is a minority millennial who has overcome all kinds of adversity from discrimination, immigration, mental health, and even financial challenges. As an early age suicide survivor, it's her ability to overcome these types of horrific adversities that fuels her passion. She serves now as a writer, a model, a public health activist, a mental health awareness advocate, entrepreneur, and influencer. So she currently owns a production media studio. She'll tell you a little bit about that, I'm sure, at the end of her interview. But she focuses on social impact stories and projects. That is a phenomenal way to impact the world, is to provide stories through video. She has built her Instagram social following to over 50,000 followers. And she's going to talk to us today about how we can better understand the philosophy behind it all to help us grow our business. So welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Ace.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Yes, we are happy to be here. I'm going to go ahead and dive right on in so we can get into the good stuff and to kind of learn about what you've learned. So how has overcoming adversity helped you in your social media philosophy, especially in regard to building your Instagram following?
So what I learned from Instagram and following, they base their algorithm based on the interests of the people, of the users, right? So what I found is, you know, there's a quick three questions that you can use to really understand who your audience is. And those three questions is that philosophy that I shared with you. Essentially, what have you overcome in your life? How did you overcome such challenges in your life? And how is your product tied to what you've overcome in those challenges? Because then you can find the people that are going through the same challenges who need your product, and you can help them win over those issues in their lives.
So you're basically saying relatability, right? You're becoming relatable because you have overcome these things as well. Is that what you're saying? I mean, can you kind of give us an idea when it comes to applying that philosophy towards, what is it, content you're creating? Is it the content itself that you're creating that you need to ask those questions? Kind of give us a little bit more guidance on the actual how part.
Gotcha. Thank you. So essentially, what is your product, right? What is the base of your company? Take, for example, this nonprofit, which is absolutely wonderful. What is your biggest challenge in your life that you've overcome?
So it's for Tech with Heart. Okay, so you're asking me. Okay, great. So as the founder of Tech with Heart, I stepped into the role of leading entrepreneurs to help them embrace technology because I heard from them that they struggle with technology. So that's actually a huge driving core of value. But at the same time, the reason I personally stepped into this role is because I saw the power of connection that happened through technology that really made an impact even across oceans. So like I started out, you know, with Revelio, which is augmented reality. Well, after being widowed, which is again a driving force for me. So I lost the one person that meant so much to me when I was only 34 years old. It rocked my whole world. So So now I'm just like completely all in with anything that I can tell that's going to drive and deepen and enhance those human relationships. So that's kind of a core purpose and drive. Plus, I am faith-based. So that's just a little bit about me. So that's why Tech with Heart I'm so passionate about, because I know that people need to use technology in a way that drives human connection.
That's beautiful. And that's exactly, so taking it back to those questions of like, what is it that I can do to overcome suffering? What can I do that feels more fulfilling from the challenges that I faced before in my life, right? So your product, what it does is it creates connection, true connection, and helps other people with something that you know how to do best, right? So in doing so, you learn and find your market. So understanding your audience is a big part of the philosophy as well, right? Knowing who you are, what you do, and then who are the people who need you because they have similar interests to you, right?
And that. Can you share a little bit about how you started? I mean, we want to learn a little bit more about you while we also learn about the philosophy. So maybe you can share with us how you approached this.
Of course. So on my Instagram, right, when I started my Instagram account, back then it was a stigma to have mental health issues or to be known as a suicide survivor. So what I did was I knew there were a lot of people out there like me who needed a message or some type of inspiration to keep living. And so what I did was I had money then. I was working in finance, and I would promote, and on the Instagram app, you'll see that you can promote your posts when you're a business profile to people of similar interests. So people that were adrenaline junkies, people that also advocated for trauma prevention, suicide prevention, or domestic violence, or anything to deal with some type of adversity, right? And by spending that ad money, I sent my content that could be uplifting and helpful to them, so that it could help them continue their lives, right?
So you mentioned something, I just wanna go back there for a second because you kind of went over it pretty quickly. But for those who are watching this video, they wanna learn how they can use Instagram ads, but you mentioned something about a business page. Would you mind elaborating?
Sure. So Instagram has three types of profiles. You have the personal profile, you have the business profile, and then you also have a creator profile. So in terms of business, it is best to have a business profile so that you can work with other people. You can also promote your content to the masses in any way and target them specifically towards your clients.
Well, I also want to just add a little to that because I know I wear multiple hats. And so when I reconnect with people on Instagram as Michelle Calloway, I want people to know me for what I stand for personally. And then I have a company page for Revealia, which is our, marketing and media and software company. And then I have a secondary business profile for my Tech with Heart nonprofit. I want them to be able to see that I'm connected to those companies on my Instagram profile, but I don't want my Instagram profile to all be business. I really do authentically want to connect with people. So that is a good point too, that you can create one profile for you as a person because you're the one out there networking and meeting with people, but then give people that avenue within a hot link. They call it a hot link, or it's active, meaning they can just tap on it from your Instagram bio area and go straight to that Instagram business account. Am I correct?
Yes. Instagram acts like a business funnel, right? I think we've talked about this. So essentially, you want to bring everything to one place. Instagram is that social media platform that you can bring everything to one place with that link in your profile.
So you can only advertise from your business page. Is that my understanding?
You can advertise from your business page. And if you have a creator page, you can advertise from your creator page, but not from your personal page.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but can you explain a little bit about the difference between a business page and a creator page? Just so anybody has any questions regarding that?
Yeah, of course. So a creator page is predominantly for influencers. This is for people that are just creating creative content. And you can switch to a business profile or a creator profile, but on the business profile specifically, this is where you can advertise your products. You can put your shop on, like all of that. It's all there.
So yeah, you can actually sell products straight from Instagram as a store. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. As long as you have products in your website.
Very, very nice. And so Instagram is probably being very underutilized by people above 40. Am I thinking along the lines of that demographic, you think?
From what I've been seeing, yes. Every time I go to a networking event or every time I speak with, and I have the various communities that I frequent. So what I've noticed is anybody above the age of 35, generally, they're not using Instagram as a business asset or a business, or thinking of it as a business asset. People are thinking of it more like, oh, it's fun, I can see smiles and see things. But to be honest, like a lot of people use Instagram for positivity. So if your product is bringing positivity, it's the best place for you to market your products.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Yeah, I agree. And I also wanted, I point out, because I'm a Clubhouse user and I'm a big advocate of anybody stepping into, you know, showing up and speaking on more stages to lead their company and to really elevate their business growth. The one-to-many model is a really great model. And so Instagram is one of the only social media apps that is connected to Clubhouse. So if you want to start getting a following there on Clubhouse as an influencer, a leader, a thought leader, a mastermind coach or whatnot, and you don't have an active Instagram account, it's time. It's time. And it sounds to me like Ace would be a really great person to reach out to because she definitely has done a stellar job. She's got over 50,000 followers and now she's talking to us about advertising on that platform. So let's go back to the philosophy a little bit about the advertising, because Instagram and Facebook are one and the same in the sense that they are owned by the same company, but they are a little different. Can you speak to us about how when we go and we do discover who our target audience is, how we can go and create those ads and get them going?
Right. Okay. So they are very different. Facebook and Instagram, they started off of two different purposes. See, when you think about Instagram and you think about Facebook and advertising, they are similar in the sense that they use the same way to target their audience. They go through the Facebook interest groups, or if you have a Facebook profile, you select your interests, right? Who you're interested in, what you're interested in, activities you're interested in, right? So that's the main similarity, but the big difference is the demographic. So you can target people specifically on Instagram based on similar interests catered to your brand. I would say that Facebook, I appreciate Facebook for what it is. I think Instagram is the easiest and the fastest way to find your clients. But on Facebook, I feel like it's been optimized to an extent where it's almost hard to crack into what you as a user need for your business.
That's a very good point. Thanks for bringing that up. Facebook is changing and it's getting ready to change into something else. I know they're trying to stay competitive, but they've got some big competitors out there right now. And Instagram, from what I hear, because I am not an Instagram expert by any means, but I am a video expert. So I am a digital media expert. And video is king. And I will always advocate that, because when you are sleeping, somebody can still get to know, like, and trust you by simply watching a video of yours where you're talking to them or you're sharing a story or you're sharing a little bit about your product or service. So Instagram Reels is a very hot place to put your short form video. It's just the same as TikTok. It's very similar, but it's a little different. But short form video is obviously some people's attention spans are just short, guys. And so it's if the more creative you can get while sharing a little bit about who you are, you sometimes don't even have to talk. But yeah, that's like a whole nother interview when it comes to short form video and how to get creative with that content. But I know that you offer those types of services as well to help people with their short form video content. So again, I'm going to just advocate that Ace is a great person to reach out to if you want to grow your Instagram following or just want to just crush it on the hottest social media apps that are out there right now, because what used to work 4 years ago isn't quite working the same. So, but don't think for a second that you don't need to be doing video. Video is king. Am I correct on that, Ace? What do you think?
100%. I agree. Content is always king. In my opinion, if you have good content, it sells itself.
And so the good content part goes back to understanding the philosophy of your messaging and creating your messages in a way that is going to resonate and be engaging.
Exactly.
Can you speak to us a little bit more about any tips or techniques that you would like us to walk away with today from this little short interview that we've had time with you? I mean, obviously we could dig deeper by reaching out to you, but what about any tips, any techniques?
So thank you for bringing up the Reels, the Instagram Reels. Just a fun tip as well. So Facebook, it's pretty platform. You know, this is exactly what it is. It's pretty stagnant. The Instagram Reels, when you go on the explore page of your phone, big tip, those will always show up on an explore page. They're always going to be on there. They kind of go with the algorithm. So if you create more Reels, the more your content can be seen outside of your immediate audience. So that's a big one. Definitely utilize, like you said, creativity to your knowledge. Also, if you're not great at creating content, I highly recommend finding someone who is. Bring that person a part of your team. That's so important because you can spend hours and wasting so much time on creating content when somebody else who would love to do it with you can do it with you.
And they can do a much better job because they're just, that's their wheelhouse. That's another important aspect about growing your business is learning really quickly what you should outsource. And you don't have to necessarily hire a full-on agency. There are VAs, virtual assistants, that you can hire to help you create this content, but they're going to need you to guide them as far as like you need to kind of know who you are, what you stand for, what messaging you should be putting out there, because not every $5 or $10 VA is going to have that ability to help you with that. They're just going to more or less do the task that you've told them to do and to create the content. So
exactly.
Definitely good. If you don't understand who you should be talking to, would that be a good person for them to reach out to you, Ace? Are you going to be able to help them figure out who their target market is and what messaging they might be using?
Absolutely. So should I share my website now?
Always feel free to share where they can go to get a hold of you for sure.
Mm-hmm. Great. So if you, my website is acedolagosa.com. I do a 15 to 20 minute consultation to see where you're at. And then I can actually direct you on what services I can provide to help you with your content creation. I do have my own media studio. There's specific packages towards creating content for your social media. And I also have an Instagram class coming out. It's a course, you get to learn how to create the content that you need for a reel, for a post, a general post, and also your audience analysis, as well as how we can promote that.
That would be great. How soon is that coming up for those that are listening to this live?
July 7th. So that
fantastic.
Will be, yes.
And I'm assuming you're gonna have this as a recurring class that anybody can tap into even later on down the road.
Okay. Going to be a monthly course.
So, Ace, would you mind spelling your website, please, for those who are only listening?
Sure. Yes. Ace, A-C-E, last name Dolagosa. Ace, acedolagosa.com.
Fantastic. We'll put that on the screen for those of you who are watching. But those of you who are listening, definitely reach out to Ace because she is probably going to help you move that needle a lot quicker. Because it's frustrating, right? It's frustrating. We are all in a very oversaturated, very competitive online digital world. we're competing. We need to stand out from the crowd. I know in school we were taught to fit in, but now it's not time to fit in anymore. It's time to stand out, get noticed. That I'm a huge advocate in helping you shine. That's why I'm here to show up. I show up on Clubhouse every Tuesday and Thursday to give you an opportunity to come in and glean more knowledge from more experts to help you move your business forward. Ace, is there any other lasting words and impression you'd like to leave with our audience in the realm of this social media philosophy?
So it's interesting. The social media sphere, from what I've noticed, there's a lot of comparisons, and that could actually be discouraging for the mind. What's important, in my opinion, is to always connect with who needs you. And as one of my great mentors, Daisaku Ikeda, says, hope is a decision. Hope brings you to where you need to go and how much you need to grow.
And my philosophy is that you don't have to do this alone. In fact, we recommend you do not do it alone. And that's why we are building this heart-centered, forward-thinking entrepreneurial community, because we want you to feel safe to start embracing technologies like Instagram, if that is not something that you've dove into, because your audience likely is there. Maybe it's just in a different capacity than you ever thought. So don't rule it out. Maybe just ask some good questions. In the comment section of this post, ask your questions and Ace will get back to you with the best answers she can possibly give you without having a deep dive into who you are and what you're all about. But don't rule anything out. The idea here is that we want you to feel safe to ask your questions. This is an all-encompassing, very nurturing community, but we're also very innovative and we want to help you stay in front of the curve so that you're not just in the lurch with the masses when things hit mass adoption. We want you to be ahead of the game so that you can make a name for yourself on some of these platforms before all your competitors do. So yeah, give us a comment, give us a question. We'll definitely do our very best to come on behind you, beside you, alongside you, to support you. And Ace, this has been really helpful. And thank you for just taking the time to kind of like differentiate things for us. I'm going to ask you one more time to share your website with the world and how they can reach out to you.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. It is Ace Doligosa, ACEDOLIGOSA.com.
Cool. Thank you so much. And hopefully Ace is going to show up regularly and she can continue to be like our Instagram influencer in this heart-centered community called Tech with Heart. You can go and join our Tech with Heart community for free, or you can opt in to be a pro member and actually get interviewed on our show. So don't hesitate. Go to techwithheartnetwork.com. You can check us out. We're doing monthly live events. We're doing co-weekly live events on Clubhouse. We are everywhere here to support you. techwithheartnetwork.com. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Here is to your success.